Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv right here on Indy100.com radio as well as UBN, Universal Broadcast Network. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world who have been tuning into my show. And because of you guys, I get to do what I do. And I always want to say how grateful and appreciative I am on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today if you're into film festivals, and a lot of them. We're going to have a producer and showrunner, Ling Tang, into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple little plugs. Again, if you want, hit me up on Twitter. That's at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, as well as if you want to Instagram, just as much, you could do that, Tyrone Tan over on Instagram, as well as if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. And also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, go to our Facebook page over on Star Rose Entertainment over on Facebook. So what we're going to do, we're going to be going quickly. I mean, the guest co-host is off for today for this show, but I do want to always say how grateful we are on a lot of our guest co-hosts that have come on through this new season, from Elisina Eck to Brandon Ruzovich to Marcus Fien to if I'm blanking out, I do apologize for all the guest co-hosts that have come on through the years. I saw through the season, Selwyn Hukariza, who was just on last. I just want to say thank you to all those guest co-hosts. You always make it fun. So we always want to start off. We do a quick movie review, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a quick movie review on a movie that I got the pleasure of seeing just recently. And I got to actually interview one of the co-directors. So I just want to kind of plug this movie. Again, it's called I Can Only Imagine, rated, thanks to IMDb here, it goes rated PG. Okay, so thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis. The inspiring and unknown true story behind Mercy Me's beloved chart-topping song that brings ultimate hope to so many is a gripping reminder of the power of true forgiveness. Again, directed by Andrew Irwin and John Irwin, written by Alex Kramer, story by John Irwin, as well as, let me see here, Brent McCorkle. And it's starring the great Dennis Quaid, J. Michael Finley, Brody Rose, Trace Adkins, Eric Ashlock, Gina D. Brewer, Joy Brewer, O'Shea Brooks, Jason Berkeley, a plethora of great actors, and Amy Grant, who also, I don't know if she's listed here, but she's, she does a quick cameo as well. Well, actually, not a quick one. Actually, a really cool pivotal role. Yeah, she plays herself, but it is a really, really cool role. So I got to see this movie, and I loved it. And it wasn't because I had a pleasure of interviewing John Irwin as well as Trace Adkins on red carpets in the past. So they're great gentlemen. But even without that, I got to see this movie, and I really, really enjoyed it. It's a inspirational movie. I think everyone with great acting in it. And like I said, it could be a tearjerker as well. So I do feel it's one of those movies. It's definitely a great family film as well. Or it could be even a good date movie. But I do say it's something I do recommend. Check it out. It's in the theaters. It also expanded in the theaters, thanks to a lot of you guys out there, because it was, I believe, in limited release, and then all of a sudden it just did very, very well at the box office. So again, you could see it in more theaters. You definitely check it out. Again, it's called I Can Only Imagine, and again, it's based off, it's about the actual hit song I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me, the group, and it kind of just shows, the whole story, the backstory of how that song came about. And I think it was well executed as a film. And I do want to give props up to the Irwin brothers, especially John Irwin, who we had the pleasure of interviewing not too long ago at another premiere. And Trace Adkins, my man, who a great country legendary singer, who we got to interview at an award show last year or so. And again, just great for everybody. The whole great cast, I think, was just excellent. So again, check that out. Again, that's called I Can Only Imagine, rated PG. So without further ado, I'm going to be bringing in my guest of the hour. She is a producer and showrunner for such film festivals. There's one coming up called the Universe Multicultural Film Festival in Palos Verdes Peninsula, April 6th to the 8th. There's another one which we're going to talk about, San Diego International Kids Film Festival, coming up August 24th to 26th, as well as the Epic ACG Fest. That's an epic animation, comic, and game fest happening October 27th and 28th. We're going to do normally, again, my guest hosts will kind of find ways to make the guests of the hour, make them feel special. So I'm just going to kind of go the traditional style. I think we're just going to bring her in like royalty, make her feel special. So I think what we're going to do is just have her come in on the chariots. I think that's the best way to kind of bring her in. She seems like a very, very lovely, lovely lady, and I think she should be treated such as royalty. So what I'm just going to do, bring her in the chariot-style fashion into the studio, and I think we're just going to open the door here, and here she comes into the studio on the chariots with the fanfare. Here she comes strolling in. With all the fans waving, throwing rose petals. Again, she is the producer and showrunner for film festivals such as Universe Multicultural Film Festival, San Diego International Kids Film Festival, as well as the Epic Animation Comic and Game Fest. Here she comes into the studio on the chariots, Miss Ling Tang. Welcome, Ling Tang, to StarosEntertainment.tv right here on Indie100.com Radio, as well as UBN, Universal Broadcast Network. Welcome, Ling Tang.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
Yeah. So welcome again. Okay, I got to hold on, slow down on these horses here. You let them go out. So again, Ling, welcome to StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, as well as UBN. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
Oh no, it was definitely my pleasure. We'll give a big shout out to Mr. Joe Williamson.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
So how do you know Joe?
Some of the clients was winning honor award at my last year's Universe Multicultural Film Festival.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. That's where we, through those winners, we know Joe.
Oh, awesome. Well, what we're going to do, Ling, we're going to, we want the audience to get to know you, if not know you, become fans of you, as well as just start to follow you and do what you do, follow what you do. So we want them to, hopefully fall in love with you here. So we want them to kind of get a little bit of backstory here. So we got the rest of the whole show here to talk about your background. Mm-hmm. But so first off, we always like to ask the guests, were you born and raised?
Well, I was born in China. Okay. And until I finished my college, I came to United States for my master's degree.
Oh, master's degree in what?
In electrical engineering.
Oh, wow. Now, did you know growing up in China, did you know you always wanted to get into the entertainment industry, or what did you? What?
I think in that time we just grow up. I have no any you know, like a desire to do it, to be anything. Just follow the trend. It's like everything arranged for you. You finish school, you go to high school, then you go to high school, then you go to college. Finish college, you go to graduate school, or go to work.
Wow.
It's like it's kind of like arranged. So I don't think I never have any kind of what I wanted to do or what I don't wanted to do. But back from now on, I knew I always loved to like acting, dance, or music. In that time, we consider as a hobby. Mm. We never thought about we're really going to do anything with it.
Mm. Now, when was the point in your life where you maybe said to yourself, I really want to pursue the arts or entertainment field?
Well, I don't think, like I said, I don't think I really want to do something. It just always happened. Okay, so when I in 2009, when I made a very successfully project management business, mm-hmm. Then my kids went to Berkeley and then he got a full scholarship. I don't need the money anymore. Then I said that I'm just too tired. I'm retired.
Okay.
So I retired in 2009. Then was helping some Chinese filmmaker. They are trying to bring some Chinese film to in the U.S. to screening. Then I helping them. That's where I got into this industry.
Well, now let's just go. So you're still in China at this point, right?
No, I'm here already.
You're already. When did you move from China to U.S.?
1987.
Okay.
Yeah.
And at that point, when did you think, when these filmmakers came to you, when did you think like, oh, I think I could help them out and stuff? Like, because you said you came from engineering background.
Right, right.
So when did you start learning about entertainment or
film? See, here is go back. Okay, I came here as a student, so we would go to school and get a job, get our green cards, that kind of stuff, get married, have kids, so everything developed the regular life. I think only a little bit of going into Hollywood is when my son was 6 years old, and somebody we were in a bar, like a coffee place. One of the talent agent just walked into me, said, "Oh, he's so cute. Give me a car." Say, "Well, why don't you come to see me in the office?" And then I said, "What is that?" He said, "Do you know he's very cute into a commercial?" I was trying to search the commercial dictionary, even for English and Chinese. And I said, commercial in Chinese, direct translate is a business. I said, what is that?
Yeah.
Then the agent kind of said, that's a Dorsey D. Otis, actually. She said, she sent me doubt. Then she said, did you know advertisement in the TV? I said, yeah, I know that. He said, that's what they're going to, we think he's going to be good at it. Then that's a little bit. Then I actually signed up and, runs the auditions and goes to the film sites or goes to the, commercials or all the those kind of stuff, go to different parts because of my kid, my son. So I know a little bit about that. So that's just the touch. I'm just a chauffeur,
So were you kind of like, not a stage mom in the sense, but were you like hanging around your son on the sets and stuff like that, understanding, learning the process?
Yeah, yeah. That's the word firsthand. I really knows about this industry. That's okay. After many years and I retired from my regular job, then I was helping the Chinese, and then that's a 2009. Then I started to find out there is a lot of things I need to help them.
Mm.
Then we just try to bring some Chinese movie to here, back to I go search all the film festival.
Mm.
Nobody wants them except the San Diego International kids.
Now, okay, so you became a producer and showrunner. Okay,
yeah.
So describe to an audience that maybe does not know anything about, we have a lot of people that love the entertainment here, but let's just say someone that from around the world that's like, what is a producer showrunner do for a film festival? So what would you be your definition for what you do?
Well, I think I'm more thinking like I'm still a project manager.
Okay.
I still think I'm managing the festival. A festival is just a project.
Mm-hmm.
As same as you are making a movie. I still think I'm a manager.
Gotcha. So basically, you know, like pretty much managing this, you know, from the scheduling to booking, et cetera, like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, essentially like a producer on a film, you know, that's my background is producing on films. But for people that, like you said, aren't familiar with what, you know, festival, what goes on. Now, what inspired you, or was there anyone that inspired you into what you do? I mean, aside from engineering, so what was there any particular entertainer, any producer, anyone that inspired you to get into producing or show running?
Well, I think it's not kind of inspiration. It's kind of like I feel like I'm younger, I can help. There is one very old Chinese movie star. She's like 90s. So when I was, you know, relaxing and in one of their events, and she's like barely can stand down the stage, and when they turn to her to after the stage speaking, she's kind of like, you know, without a king, to walk down there, start talking like a 20 years old. She's really wants to get their Chinese children's movie to be, you know, to be able to you know, get out of China to help other people to sing, or some kind of also gave some opportunity for this filmmaker to learn. So when I saw her, after she's finished talking, she's kind of like have two people have to really, you know, dragging her from the stage and come down. Then she basically she cannot stand by herself. Not make me touch. She's 90 some years old. I know that she wants to do it, but I know she can't because I do international project managing. I know how this thing works. Then I kind of feel like, I'm much younger. I'm still in my 40s. I better, you know, do something for this old lady. So that was really kind of a touch my heart. I said, I definitely can do 10 times, 100 times better what she wants to do. Then that's where I said, okay, let me help you.
Wow.
So that was really, you know what, that was really touching my heart. And then next said, because I already retired from my career, so I started to, you know, of course, we search around, talk to different festival director. Then I bring a movie to San Diego and then help him to run, you know, this festival. Then I learned from him the first hand, so how you run a festival.
Gotcha. Wow. So then you got into it, and then, so let's start with, so that's what was the year when you started your first or got involved with the first film festival?
I think it's a 2009.
2009?
Yeah, 2009. We were first involved with San Diego International Kids Film Festival. And Dan Bernard, he's a very nice guy. He's a film critique. He's writing for the newspapers, Colonialism. So he's very nice. He's the only one open, you know, like, say, okay, I don't mind. You can have your movie in my festival. Then we go, you and Handy those. You know, this row of this old film.
Film reel?
Yeah, we go to the airport to roll out. It's so heavy, you know. Anyway, so we made it, but actually a lot of people liked it, the movie, you know, especially for the kids' movie. They really liked it. So since then, every year we have many movies come from China to attend, you know, to be screening at the San Diego International Kids Film Festival.
Okay, wow. And for those that are not too familiar with that film festival, describe, so that's because you're involved with, now are you a producer and showrunner for all the different films?
Yes.
Okay, so you, that was your first one you started.
Yes.
And at that point, what year was that film festival in, or was it that just starting at the
same? I think that year was their, they started in 2003, so that's their sixth year.
Okay, at the time when you started.
Yeah, when I get involved. So that's their sixth edition. Then I get involved, as, you know, like it starts the year of six. Then every year we get involved, and now it's very big.
Wow. Okay. So describe a little bit, what is the, you know, the San Diego International Kids Film Festival. Like, what does that encompass?
Okay. The San Diego International Kids Film Festival, we runs like a big, we runs for like a, you know, like about 40 countries people submit their movie.
Okay, 40 countries.
40 countries. Then, you know, then we hundreds of movies come in, but you know, like I said, we only have 3 days and sometimes four or five venue. We probably screen about like 120, that's maximum we can screening.
Wow.
And because now it's, like I say, it's based on because I used to do international projects, so I have a lot of international friends. When I started saying I'm doing the international film festival, and then everybody come.
Yeah.
So then we have about like 10, normally about, you know, about 10 to 15 countries delegates.
Wow.
and come to the festival. And since they're coming here, of course, we have to, you know, organize a lot of activities. So we adopt the regular, you know, big film festival. We do panels, you know, to help in them, all different panels. And then we have an opening ceremony, and then this is kind of be to introduce this young, you know, local artist to them. So we have performances like that. Then Saturday normally is like a jury, jury to face with the filmmakers, because they're flying worldwide.
Wow.
So the jury can tell them, you know, what they're feeling about their movies like that. And Sunday is the day we have a roll out very nice red carpet. Then we have our award ceremony, and normally our red carpet is different. So we basically name all the filmmakers who are in the official election.
Mm-hmm.
Let them walk down there and introduce one by one.
Wow.
So they feel like they be treated like a big star. So that's why every year we get bigger and bigger.
Wow. So, okay. So, but as a San Diego International Kids Film Festival, what's the age bracket
Okay, see, it's basically for all age. So this is a lot of the movie is basically like a family movie.
Okay.
Can be anybody make it. So we do, because we have lots of youngsters to make a movie those days. So we put like anybody like a three age separate.
Okay.
So like the 14 years or younger. So we have one category. You know, who made the movie, they compete together.
So these are filmmakers, the kids that are 14. Up to 14 and under. So if they're filmmakers.
Yeah.
So if you're a filmmaker and you're 14 and under, there's a category for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
For you, that's what we call kids.
Okay.
And then for a 14 to 18, we call youth.
Youth. Okay.
And then from 18 above, we could just regular. You know, just.
So it's not just for kids. It's just, but the film festival has to be. That particular one has to be family-oriented.
Yeah, because the kids festival is like the family can watch together.
Gotcha.
It has to be clean, you know, no violence and no dirty words and that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
So, but it can be anything else.
So it could be adults that happen to make a film that is more for family-oriented.
Yeah.
Okay,
actually,
great.
more adults movie. I mean, like adults made the movie than the kids.
Now, let me ask you this. It's open. It does not necessarily mean it's all Chinese filmmakers, or it's all.
We have about 40 country.
Wow!
Right now we have about 40 country people submitting their movie.
Wow!
And then we screen them. You know, like so every year, we have a delegate from China, because they don't have many places to go for. Of course, it's like because the San Diego is getting bigger and more. Much bigger, much lighter. I mean, mm-hmm. They really like to come. At the festival, they casting their actors. They find their producers. They find their money. They find their, you know, we get a lot of things happening.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that's so that was your first film festival.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the transition, we'll go back more to that. Then you went into, what was the festival after that you got involved with?
Okay, because finished this, then I sort of feel there's a huge, need for the filmmakers who wants to get involved with Hollywood. I mean, that's San Diego. I mean, we're here. We know San Diego is not Hollywood. So then I come to Hollywood and looking for somebody to collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
Then we find the Raleigh Studio one called IFF, International Family Film Festival. Then we collaborate with them for like three times. Then I think then we are, you know, my group of people outgrowing.
Okay.
So there, you know, then we start our own. Then we moved to Palos Verdes.
Palos Verdes, which is the
Universe Multicultural Film Festival.
Okay, so for the and that's the Universe Multicultural Film Festival
in
Palos Verdes Peninsula.
Yes.
Okay, so describe to the audience what is that festival and the difference between that one and the other.
Yeah, this film festival is basically it's for all king. Like we don't you know any movie can come in. So it's like all sort and adults, you know, whatever it is. I mean, we still have little kids section because a lot of the younger filmmakers to follow us. Say, why don't you another one to have the younger section, but. More is more adults, and sometimes they be deserting, or we just, you know, lame. So we have all kind of movie, anything movie we have for this one. And this universe multicultural, you'll see why I call it multicultural, because I doing all this like I'm a retired person. I doing this. I have a mission is to creating like a different culture people. I share, you know, understand each other, through movies and know each other more, be friends and be buddies and not to fight with each other because there are differences. So that's why I call it multicultural film festival, and then promote different cultures uniqueness, okay, and harmony. That's why I doing this. But for the film festival itself, we still belongs to all different kind of organization, like the union. You know, like there is a universe. It's from there is kind of organization that regulates the practice, and we sign all those. Yeah, we're in all of that. We have to be fair. We have to, we have the jury system, and everything is just by law. Now this festival also grow very big too.
It's how many years is it?
This one, it's I run it. It's in my 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. This is our 6 years.
So you were there from its incarnation.
Yeah.
Okay. So you when you became a producer showrunner for the San Diego International Film Festival,
they're already there.
So yeah, this one is pretty much your baby.
Okay. Pretty much my baby.
And then last but not least, you also have, and we'll talk a little bit about, and then we're going to go back and talk more in detail.
Right.
So then the other thing that you also producer showrunner on is the San Francisco Epic Animation Comic and Game Fest.
Yes.
Okay, and that goes on October 27th, 28th. What is that one about?
Okay, when I have the San Diego Film Festival getting grow bigger, you know, very nice, and then let's just start point. I mean, we keep it, right? And now then we have the Universal Multicultural Film Festival, basically cover all the game of the movie. And why we do the animation one, you know, because we have a collaboration with Comic-Con in San Diego.
Okay.
They're so big. So I always try to nerd into that comic side. But our movie, we do play, they do screen our movie, but they don't allow me to touch their comic or gaming part of it. And then I feel the need for Asia, for the Asia companies.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, why don't I start my own? So we started our own one. Then we noticed a lot of majority of those companies for doing the animation or gaming, it's in the north.
Wow.
So we end up, we set up in San Francisco.
Wow.
So we kind of like, Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con has three events. Mm-hmm. We're kind of like them to run three a year, but we're much smaller scale, but we're a little different.
Wow. And how many years is the Epic?
Epic is the fourth year.
Fourth year?
Yeah.
And you started that baby?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, what we're going to be doing, we're going to be going more into detail, but what we're going to do, we're going to cut to a song. Okay, and we'll be back more with producer and showrunner for Universe Multicultural Film Festival, as well as San Diego International Kids Film Festival, and the San Francisco Epic Animation Comic and Game Fest, Ling Tang. Right after this, we're gonna cut to a song, and we'll be back back with her again. If you want to check out any of these film festivals, here's the websites. Okay, for more information, don't tune out yet. But for the website for the Universe Multicultural Film Festival in Palos Verdes Peninsula, which goes on April 6th through the 8th, you could go to www.u as in universe, m as in multicultural, films.org, films.org. That's www.umfilms.org. And then, also, if you want to check out more information on the San Diego International Kids Film Festival, which is happening August 24th to the 26th, you could go to S as in San Diego, kidsfilms.org. So that's sdkidsfilms.org. And last but not least, if you want to check out information on San Francisco Epic ACG Fest. That's Epic Animation Comic and Game Fest, which is happening October 27th and 28th. You could go check out www.e as in epic, a as in animation, c as in comic, g as in game, fest, fest.org. That's eacgfest.org. Check that out. Again, we're going to cut to a song here and come back here with producer and showrunner Ling Tang after this song again. So this is going to be, we're going to play this song. Let's go with Honey Doll. This is the song Dirty Flirt, again, by Honey Doll, who are guests in the studio. And again, we'll be back here with Ling Tang, producer and showrunner, and we'll be right back. Here is Honey Doll.
All indie.
Now listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I know you wanna get flirt, flirt. I know you wanna get flirt, flirt. I know you wanna get flirt, flirt. Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I know you wanna get flirt, flirt. I know you wanna get flirt, flirt. I know you wanna get flirt, flirt. Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I wanna hear you talk dirty, dirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I wanna hear you talk dirty, dirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I wanna hear you talk dirty, dirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I wanna hear you talk dirty, dirty. Boy, talk that game to me.
Let me hear you talking.
Wanna hear you say my name to me.
Wanna hear you say it.
Won't you talk that dirty to me.
That dirty, dirty.
Whisper in my ear, tell me how bad you want me. Yeah.
Talk dirty.
Face to face, don't need no DM. Late night, pick me up, come and get me in your BM. Yeah. Wanna hear you tell me what you want.
What you want.
How you like it, from the back or from the front.
Talk dirty.
Boy, can we talk for a minute?
Can we talk?
Cause I ain't came up for a minute.
For a minute.
But I ain't coming up to catch no feelings.
No feelings.
If you ain't with it, then forget it.
Just forget it.
Sorry, boy, gon' have to see you later.
See you later.
Cause your girl might be looking for a player.
I need a player.
And we ain't got no time to be wasting. Don't care about the money you be making. So come on to me,
dirty.
So come talk to me,
dirty.
Let's get out of here,
dirty.
Take a walk with me,
dirty.
Talk dirty to me,
dirty.
I know you want a little freak, are you worthy for me?
That dirty, dirty, that dirty, dirty,
wanna hear that dirty, dirty,
that dirty, dirty,
talk that dirty, dirty,
dirty, dirty,
that dirty, dirty.
Whisper, 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 whisper in my ear.
Dirty.
You ain't got a son.
Dirty.
Tell me how you like it. Tell me what you want. I said whisper in my ear.
Dirty.
Tell me what you want.
Dirty.
Tell me how you like it. We gon' get this on.
Spend some more of that money on me. Say the right thing, just might let you put some honey on me.
Gas me up.
Fill my head up, baby. See some G-shit that gon' make me feel much better, baby. Get some drinks and kick it with me. Show these girls the one you on. Make me feel like the only girl, even though you ain't know me long. Don't be scared to touch me there. Tonight might be your only shot. You gon' have to build your confidence and show this girl just what you got.
That dirty, dirty. That dirty, dirty.
Wanna hear that dirty, dirty.
That dirty, dirty.
Talk that dirty, dirty.
That dirty, dirty.
That dirty, dirty.
Whisper, 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 whisper in my ear.
Dirty.
You ain't got a song.
Dirty.
Tell me how you like it. Tell me what you want. I said whisper in my ear.
Dirty.
Tell me what you want.
Dirty.
Tell me how you like it. We gon' get this on.
I know you wanna get flirty, flirty. I know you wanna get flirty, flirty. I know you wanna get flirty, flirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I know you wanna get flirty, flirty. I know you wanna get flirty, flirty. I know you wanna get flirty, flirty.
Talk dirty.
Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I wanna hear you talk dirty, dirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I wanna hear you talk dirty, dirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I wanna hear you talk dirty, dirty. Come on, boy, talk dirty, dirty. I wanna hear you talk
dirty, dirty.
All right, that was Dirty Flirt by Honey Doll. Again, if you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Again, that's Dirty Flirt by Honey Doll. Check them out. They're dear friends of mine as well, and they were on the guest on the show. Again, that's Dirty Flirt by Honey Doll. Again, let me know. tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. So we are back here into the studio with producer and showrunner of film festivals such as the San Diego International Kids Film Festival, which is happening August 24th to August 26th, as well as the San Francisco Epic ACG Fest. That's Epic Animation Comic and Game Fest, happening October 27th and the 28th. Last but not least, we have, she's also the producer and showrunner for the Universe Multicultural Film Festival in Palos Verdes Peninsula, which is happening April 6th to the 8th. Welcome back here to the studio, producer and showrunner, Ling Tang. How's it going? Welcome back. That's a lot.
Nice.
That's a lot. So cool. I know we were kind of talking off air, but also, I don't want to, forget that you, aside from producing and show running film festivals, you also talk about off air that you're also a producer yourself for films.
Yeah, I also produce a feature movie.
Okay.
And sometimes I also produce Broadway musical.
Wow. So when did you get into so when was the point when you went from film festival to producing?
Well, film festival, because we have a 3 year, we set up days, okay, year advance. Between those days, I do movies and do whatever comes.
Wow. So is there anyone, producer that did you get inspired by producing? And did you learn producing from watching films, or did you, you're just still kind of using the business
model? I use the business model. I use my business experience to manage. I consider each film as a project.
Awesome.
So normally I, like I said, we sometimes, because when I do the film festival, I combine a lot of project management before my regular career. So we got lots of business people know I'm doing the film festival, and they say, oh, Ling, I want to, hey, you have somebody that want to do a movie? Then I say, okay, they have money bringing, and somebody else say, I have a great script, I have a great stars, and we want to make a movie. Then boom, the boss said, you have to be the producer.
No, I get it. I totally, I totally get what you're doing. I mean, or what you're able to do, because, that's my background as well, and it's kind of interesting, because, when you're going to film festivals, you're getting all types of people, obviously.
Right.
And so what kind of films, excuse me, for the audience to know, what kind of films do you like producing yourself? Like what attracts you to produce a particular project?
Well, I think the particular project, first thing is because I'm a business mind.
Mm-hmm.
If this project, of course, has a marketing value, it can be anything. It can be animation, can be regular feature, can be comedy, can be whatever it is. Okay, I need to find out. Normally, I don't want it because I'm new. I only did 3 movies. I don't want it to have 2 big projects. Don't want to lose the money.
Yeah.
It's a shame, if I feel like. So I only do anything below 10 million. I set brackets. Anything below 10 million is easier to not to lose money.
Yeah.
And of course, I try to do the one I can in control. If the guy, the investors has the money and they want to be interfering, they don't want to do it.
If they want to be, I'm sorry?
They want to interfere. They want to be like a micromanager.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like I said, I don't want to do it. Then when I do it, I wanted to make sure that we normally had this project, had a script. Then I go open casting for director, DP, composer. People right now knows me, go to my Facebook, say, how you cast me on Facebook? I say, well, first is I know those people. Yeah. And I only pick some people I know from my circle. So I sometimes maybe you have some producer or some talent, they're best suited for my project, but maybe they don't have a time. Their schedule and whatever. So every position I have, I just open casting. I put it in my Facebook, and then I always get a very nice one. So we have. So I think the best one because I have a lot of international business management experience.
Yeah.
I can put people together. and they use their best knowledge and to make a good movie. And same time, because my internet, I can have my own little circle, because when I started doing the festive, we got allies from like the Koreans and help ask me, hire me to help in there to build their festive in Mexico. And wow. And definitely like my allies is 20 film festive worldwide.
Wow.
So awesome. Then I said, and then I tell them I can help you, but when I produce my movie, you guys have to buy my movie.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So then I have a little backup. If something doesn't go real for the regular route, I still have a little backup. My own little system, I can at least get some of my movie out.
Wow. That's awesome. So, so going back, we got like less than 10 minutes left here.
Okay.
What do you like better for you? Do you like producing films or producing film festivals?
I like to do the film better than the festival, because it's like live show. You cannot revise or read on it. Everything's live. It's really nerve-wracking, But for the movie, let's say I can reshot, right? If that's good, right? You still have time, you can work on it. But festive is like, also because we're running so many things. It's a huge project. We have like five industry, five panels. We have three galas. Then we have a screenplay showcase, a live show for the screenplay. So a lot of things going on, and everything's live. Then it's really...
So for people that don't know kind of what you do, what is a average time frame, let's say, for one festival? Let's say from the start of that year, you're going, okay, we got to start now working on, let's say, Universe Multicultural Film Festival. Like, what is that time frame, and how long do you give yourself to start it and to complete, like, the process that people...
I think because we do, like, runs, like a pipeline. So every year, we finish one, we set up next year's time. And then we start set up, collecting the movies and, submissions and run out. But all the movies come in, then probably 2 months before we start... Before the day, we start to review the movies and do the selections and start to, get it prepared.
So let's say April 6th to 8th. Okay, let's give an example. So April 6th to 8th is the Universe Multicultural Film Festival. So when was the start date for that year, let's say, to start working
on? Actually started last year already.
Wow, so it already started.
But like I said, really, really like a busy and really focused on, it's probably January to February.
Wow. Yeah, and then you give yourself how much gap between that film festival for yourself to start working on the next one? Or are you doing it?
We are multi-taking together because we have a team work full time.
Wow.
Why am I doing this? Normally people doing one festival a year. Why am I doing three? Because I want to have people full time to handle just for the festival. Because you have pre-event, you have after.
Yeah.
So then you kind of like this after, and then another one's pre, so they constantly they're just managing that. So it look like all my three festivals has people like 24 hours managing.
Wow.
Look like that.
Yeah.
So the filmmaker will feel much better because,
What do you think is the most difficult part of show running a film festival, like for you? What is the most difficult part, and you think that is always like the kind of like...
It's like an unknown how many audience show up. Mm-hmm. For the events, for events or gala, I know how many. But for the film screening, it's really...
Yeah, it's a hit or miss.
Yes, you don't know. Sometimes you think this movie may be only less people, boom, it's like outbook. So sometimes you think this movie is going to be doing well, then... Only a few people.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that one is like so unsure, then I always suffer it.
Gotcha.
Especially like international movies, because they don't campaign, they don't have local friends or anybody to come.
Right. Yeah.
So the local one is much better because they have a cast here, they have friends, and everybody in the comics looks much better. But because like I said, we were like over 20 or 30 countries movie there, people from the international. So we did a lot of Facebook, a lot of social media, then a lot of like campaign. But like I said, sometimes still like it's just so scary. So that was the one I really, really, really kind of scary in. Always.
Yeah.
Worry, say, what happened? Nobody comes to watch it.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think for you? Do you have a is it like saying your favorite child here, but what is your favorite film festival to do or work on? Are they all the same for you? Or
Actually, I like the San Diego kids the best.
Just because you got a lot of kids going.
Yeah, because the kids also, because we have like every year they come, and you see they're so little.
Yeah.
And now they're so tall, and they come over to report you, say, oh, you know, Miss Tang, I get this award, I went to this college now, and you feel like your own kids grow up.
Wow, that's
really nice. That's so awesome. That will give you a lot of fulfillment.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's weird, because when I do media, there were some people, I used to cover this one awards show for kids. I mean, for years, I would see them when they were like 10 or 12, and I'd be interviewing them, and then you see them every year, and then all of a sudden, then they become like a big star, and then all of a sudden they're like, but Tyrone, you gave me my first interview when I was like 12, and now they're on like some hit show, and then, or movie, but then, like, because I've probably interviewed, to be honest with you, through radio, as well as red carpeting, definitely several thousand people through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, unless they're like really, really, you know, obviously, you know, when you're interviewing someone major, you're going to remember. But a lot of times when they're new, sometimes it all becomes like a, you know, sometimes it starts to become not a blur, like disrespectfully, but just like sometimes if you're, there are newcomers, you're not like, and then all of a sudden like a year goes by and then they're like, hey, and then you see their face and then their name starts to become a little bit more recognizable. But then they'll remember me more than sometimes I'll remember them. Like, yeah, you gave me my first interview. I was like, really? And then I'm like going, oh, awesome. and then all of a sudden, you know, because they just remember that. Now it's easier because you're able to see, and especially if they're a kid, then they start to grow and mature.
Yeah.
And then they develop differently. And then you're like going, why do you look familiar? And then like, oh, remember this? And then I was a kid then. Now I'm a little bit more older looking. And I'm like, oh. But then it's cool now because of social media, you're able to see their faces right away. And then
Facebook is the best.
And but it's very always interesting. And I get what you're saying in regards to, because when I like covering this Young Awards event, you see them grow, and then they're part of like a family in a way, because they remember, you remember their parents remember that, etc. That moment, especially red carpets are a very big deal for anybody. But I mean, especially when you're a kid, because you know, sometimes, you know, you don't have time. There's the times where you don't have time to interview everybody because the time limit, you know how that goes. And all of a sudden you got a little kid like tapping your shoulders like, how come you didn't interview me? My friend got the interview. I'm like, well, it's not that I don't want to. It's just like, but they're running on time, and then they don't understand, you know, where it's an older talent. They're going, I get it. But the little kid's like, they'll feel hurt. And you're like, oh, no. Not that I don't want to. But it's kind of funny, but it's cute. It's cute.
Yeah, it's very cute. And the kids every year, they're coming. They're coming from, it's very funny, is they follow my facet.
Yeah.
They come all three.
Wow.
They're coming all you know, like England, they're coming from India, they come all three, and they Facebook me and writing whatever the progress. It's really
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they also they tell me, oh, who is gonna be the MC, they specially make gift.
Wow.
To bring over, and you know, then I we have a three gala anyway, so I let them to do the gift exchange, because it's bring like a world like a family. That's what I wanted to do.
Gotcha. Well, wow, we got less than 3 minutes left here. So let's go back. So you got, so coming up first, April 6th to the 8th, you have the Universe Multicultural Film Festival in Palos Verdes Peninsula. Again, and that's a film festival for all types of genres, all ages, so to speak, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so that one, you could go check out more information. Go to www.u, as in universe, m as in multicultural, films, plural, FILMS, films.org. That's umfilms.org. Then you got, after that, you have coming up August 24th. Through the 26th is the San Diego International Kids Film Festival. And that one is predominantly, that's actually all ages, that they could be filmmakers, but you have categories for kids under 14,
mm-hmm.
and then 14 and up.
14 for 18 is called, we call youth.
14, 18 to youths, and then 18 and up.
But it's just regular.
And but that one, the parameters, it's got to be family-oriented films.
Yeah, so clean.
Clean, family-oriented films. So if you have any of those, again, you want more information, go to www.s, as in San... and
SD, San Diego.
SD, San Diego. So SD, kids, films, kidsfilms.org. That's S D as in Diego, kidsfilms.org. And then last but not least, coming up October 27th and the 28th is in San Francisco, the Epic ACG Fest. That's Epic Animation Comic and Game Fest, and that kind of focuses a lot on anything related with animation.
Yeah, gaming. Like VRs. Those are whatever new technology. We got it last year. We got the VR contest. You know, like a big gaming contest. So it's very like a new type of the way the youngsters or the younger generation with all the high tech
awesome.
Make a movie with that and animations and. It's a total different kind of a different kind of audience, different kind of people.
Okay. And again, for more information on that, go to www.e as in epic, a as in animation, c as in comic, g as in game, fest.org. That's EACG fest, FEST.org. Woo! All right. So yeah. We got all that information. Now, ultimately, you've been inspired. This show is about inspiring others. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become a producer, showrunner, or just follow their dreams in general?
Well, if you are feeling good, just keep doing it. And there, you know, when you just keep doing it, all the opportunity opens the door. Then you get better and better. So, like, I never think about I will able to do it in film festival. When I do it one, then I get a three. Well, I never think I can be a film producer. So when I do my when I have a festival develop, now I have lots of movie people waiting for me to produce.
Awesome.
So just keep doing it, you know, doing the right thing.
So persistence.
Yeah.
Awesome. So great. So again, check those out. Check out Ling Tang. You have social media, anything like that? Okay. What's your social media?
I have social media. Yeah, I have Facebook. Ling Tang, you know, LingTang. I got quite a few.
Okay.
Then I have an Instagram, and then I have a Chinese WeChat.
Okay. So that's Ling Tang. That's L I N as in Nancy G, and then last name Tang.
T-A-N-G.
T as in Tom, A N as in Nancy G. Yeah. So Ling Tang, again, producer and showrunner. And then we'll plug really quick your movies you're producing. Any what came out?
Yeah, the one we are come out, it's called The Kingdom of Hulu.
The king of
kingdom of Hulu.
Of Hulu.
Hulu, basically, you know, the same name for the online
Hulu.
Swimming.
Okay,
yeah. But in Chinese it's kind of like a lucky flute.
Mm.
Okay, so we call Kingdom of Hulu. That's a kids movie, but it has a lot of like a sci-fi, a lot of a very cool movie, like a Chinese version of. Harry Potter.
Oh wow! Oh wow!
So another one we call it Cubic. Is the one we're gonna filming this one in Palos Verdes in LA. So it's like about the love story comedy. It's like a the Cubic and make always cute and to make some love connection. Yeah. Chinese have a we call Moon Lord. They make a string and do the same work like what the Cubic do. So that's a comic and family and that kind of stuff. So we this one, the Cubic, we will do a lot of casting, like all the roles, and also director and, you know, for cinema photography and composers, everything. We will do the selection. The whole team will be up at the festival, at the Universal Multicultural Film Festival, in the last day of the festival in the afternoon. It's April 8th from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
Wow.
Then we're gonna open open audition. Everybody can come over. Then we the whole team, we about 10 producer team will be there. The director and the screenwriter will be there. Then we're gonna basically interview people, and then we get this. Then we'll we pretty much get what we want.
Gotcha.
Then we aim to start a project in the middle or later May.
Okay. Well, again, Ling Tang, it was a pleasure having you. God bless you. Best of luck with all this. Again, the Universe Multicultural Film Festival, the San Diego International Kids Film Festival, and the Epic Animation Comic and Game Fest. Congratulations for everything. Again, best of luck with everything that you do. And I always like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you guys to listen to me.
Bye-bye. Thank you.